It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Carrie Kaufman. There's a river in northern Wisconsin that is a national park. It's called the Namekagon River, and it runs about 50 miles south of Superior. The Namekagon is wild, but it's a paradise for fishermen and kayakers. So why don't more Wisconsinites know about it? Julie Galanska is the superintendent of the St. Croix National Scenic Riverway. She's going to help us figure out where the Namekagon is. Julie, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Carrie. Good morning.
And Mary Motif is the director of Bayfield County Tourism. She's also going to help us navigate this river, so to speak. Mary, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Carrie. Glad to be here.
So, Julie, the Namekagon is a tributary of the St. Croix River. Describe the place for us. What do visitors experience when they get there?
The Namekagon and the St. Croix are together part of the St. Croix National Scenic Riverway, which is a national park and one of America's first wild and scenic rivers. So when you think about national park and you think about wild and scenic, the Namekagon really has all of it. So it's a wilderness-like experience if you're out on the river, camping right along the shoreline. Get to experience incredible views and sensory experiences, like the touch of cool water, the sound of the water moving over the rapids, being able to see wildlife like bald eagles and osprey flying overhead, deer, black bear along the shoreline. And if you look over the edge of your vessel, you can see fish in the water, including sturgeon, which is what the Namekagon was named for. In Ojibwe, it means place of the sturgeon. And to see those prehistoric fish that have been around since the time of the dinosaurs going under your canoe real silently is a real treat.
Mary, you are the director of Bayfield County Tourism. So what is it like to have a river like this that near, you know, to promote for your county?
Well, it's wonderful and amazing, we actually have 7 national designations just in Bayfield County alone, which people don't even realize. And part of the reason is because we don't have a lot of money to advertise them. And so that's part of our challenge, is trying to partner with other destination marketing organizations in the area to promote these really incredible treasures that we have here. To try to get the word out that they're here and people should come and enjoy them.
One of the things that Julie was talking about, Mary, is that there's rapids and you can see the fish right there. And I said kayak right at the beginning. So this is for more experienced kayakers, I'm assuming.
I think different parts of the river are actually appropriate for different levels, skill levels. And so Julie can probably speak a little bit more to the details of that, but there are parts of the river where you can just float in a tube, too. So you can really, you know, be at any level.
So, Julie, I'm a less experienced kayaker, but I do love doing it. So can I enjoy this river also?
Absolutely. The Namekagon is wonderful because at certain stretches of it, especially on the upper stretches near Cable and Hayward, it really has much more of a wild feel. The river is narrower, more rapids in those areas. But as you move downstream, especially as you approach Trigo and then below the Trigo Dam, it's really great for first-time kayakers and paddlers, for families. You also, in that stretch, the river becomes a little wider, a little slower. There's a few more islands and sandbars, so you're able to get out of your vessel and enjoy it. The water might be starting to get a little cold, but you can absolutely have a wonderful first-time experience out there.
So talk to us about the history of this river and its role as a moving national park, Julie.
This year is a really special year for us because we're celebrating our 50th anniversary as a unit of the National Park System. The Namekagon was designated as one of the first wild and scenic rivers in the original Wild and Scenic Rivers Act, which was passed by Congress in 1968, October 2nd, so we're almost to the actual date of the anniversary. And the idea behind it was that this is such a pristine place, really high water quality. almost entirely free-flowing. There are a couple of dams on the Namekagon, and that it should be protected and available for people generation after generation to come and enjoy and experience a variety of recreation along the river. So we not only have this incredible resource in our own backyards up here, but also it really does help us tell a national story about how for a long time in this country we didn't necessarily always treat rivers the way that we would want to protect them. You know, in cities they were used to dump a lot of industrial waste into. Cuyahoga River in Ohio caught fire, things like that. And up here we're really, really fortunate that that did not happen on the Namekagon and St. Croix, and they were chosen as examples of how rivers are meant to be. A river can act like a river up here. And so also while you're out there enjoying the incredible fall colors along the Namekagon, it also speaks to our heritage as a country.
A river can act like a river. I love that, actually. We are talking right now to Julie Galanska. She's the director of the Bayfield County Tourism, and Mary Motif is the director of Bayfield County Tourism, and Julie Galanska is the superintendent of the St. Croix National Scenic Riverway. We're taking your calls on this. Have you ever been to the Namekagon? What do you think of it? What is your experience like? Is this your favorite place to fish or hunt? And are you kind of pissed off that we're telling other people about it today? 800-642-1234 is the number. Ideas@WPR.org is the place to email us, or you can mention WPR Mornings when you tweet. This is a promotion that you're doing. I mentioned that this is sort of a something that some people go to and love, and a lot of people in Wisconsin and other states don't really know much about this. So you're actually trying to push this out, right, Mary?
That's right. We actually got together to apply for a grant through the Wisconsin Department of Tourism and received a substantial grant to help us gather information to make it easy for people to find out what they need to about the river. And so we have a website now, namekagonriver.org, which talks about the river, what you can expect along the river, as well as what you can expect in the communities along the river. So it talks about lodging, restaurants, and all the other amenities that you would want when you're visiting the area. And then we also were able to develop a brochure that has maps of each section of the river and talks a little bit about those skill levels and the things you can find along the way. And then we also have a Facebook page. So we are trying to make it a comprehensive, easy-to-use, easy-to-find resource that we can all work together to promote.
And we are talking about, we've talked about kayaking, we've talked about fishing. What kind of fishing are we talking about?
So the Namekagon is really known for trout fishing, both brown trout and we have brook trout in the river. But there are, in the riverway, both the St. Croix and Namekagon, we have over 100 species of fish, which really indicates the high water quality of the river system. The other thing that we make available to people to help them have a good experience out there is that the National Park Service permits licensed fishing guides up and down the river. And both on our website and through the namekagonriver.org website, we can help point you in the direction to find one of those fishing guides. Yeah. And again, if you don't have a lot of experience fishing, if you have no experience fishing, you can get out there and have that experience with their help.
But if I have a lot of experience fishing, I've got my waders, and I've never heard of this place, and I want to go, I will get something really nice out of the Namekagon, right?
Exactly. I am not an angler myself, but everything that we hear is that it is a prime world-class fishing experience.
We are taking your calls on the Namekagon River. Is this someplace you've ever been to? Are you hearing about it now and thinking, oh, yeah, that sounds really interesting? 800-642-1234. We've got fishing and kayaking, Julie. What other things can people do on this river?
One of our iconic experiences here is primitive shoreline camping. So the idea that you could spend a night or five nights along the river going by river. So get in your canoe at one landing and travel downstream for the entire 100 miles if you would like, or 10, whatever you prefer. All of our campsites are free. There is no charge to come to this national park. They are first come, first served, so we do not have a reservation system either. And we have over 150 of them. So there's lots of opportunity for people to experience camping. We also have opportunities for people who don't like to get on the water. So if you would prefer to hike, one of the best trails we have in the park is the Trigo Nature Trail. And it's about a three-mile loop right at Trigo, Wisconsin, with great river views. So people can see the river, experience life right alongside the river, great pine trees, maybe see some wildlife without having to get on the water.
Mary, if I want to find out where to go, there are many entrances to the river. And Julie talked about some entrances in the northern part of it being a little more wild than in the southern part of it near Trigo. How do I find out where these are?
Sure. I would head right to the namakaganriver.org website. And we do have that detailed information there. The headwaters of the Namakagan is in Bayfield County, and it starts actually at Lake Namakagan, and there's a dam there where the water flows into the river. And that's actually where we filmed part of a Discover Wisconsin episode recently that is going to be airing in February. And so that'll be an opportunity to actually see it. And actually, we just posted a video not too long ago on the Namakagan River Facebook page where you can really get a feel for, what it's like and the different things you can experience along the way.
There is a line for you now as we talk about outdoor adventure in Wisconsin. Have you done any primitive camping? What strategies do you use for 10 miles or 100 miles of canoeing and camping? Give us a call, 800-642-1234. We're going to be back in a moment talking about the Namakagan. It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Carrie Kaufman. The Namakagan River is a tributary of the St. Croix National Scenic Riverway, and by all accounts, it's a paradise for outdoor types. We are talking about the Namakagan today and taking your call. Julie Galanska, the superintendent of the St. Croix National Scenic Riverway, is taking us through the river along with Mary Motif. She's the director of Bayfield County Tourism. We are trying to tell Wisconsinites about this hidden gem. Give us a call here, 800-642-1234, ideas@WPR.org, or you could tweet us at WPR Mornings. Mary and Julie, we have a call from Tom in Green Bay, and he has a very practical question. Tom, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Just a quick question. If I were to canoe the full 100 miles, is there somebody there I can hire to get me back to my car?
Thank you for that, Tom. I've always wondered about that. So I take my canoe or my kayak and I go 10 miles or 100 miles or whatever. How do I get home?
Great question. And yes, some of our licensed outfitters along the riverway provide just shuttle service. So if you have your own vessel and you are looking to get dropped off or picked up at a certain location, you can contact one of those outfitters who work along the Namakagan, and they can help you out with that.
Thank you very much for that question, Tom. Julie, we're entering fall, and soon it's going to be winter, but people can still enjoy the river in both those seasons, right?
Right. Fall, in my opinion, is the best time to be out there because the change in seasons just provides such striking views and sounds and experiences. So from that, beautiful fall color against bright blue skies to the migration of birds as they head south for the winter, seeing trumpeter swans, sandhill cranes, smaller birds migrating, is incredible. And even though the water starts to get a little cooler, It also gets a little quieter out on the river because there's not quite as many people out there. And so you really can have it all to yourself, or you can have it, you know, with you and your friends and family as well. And then as we move into winter, there is snowshoeing and cross-country skiing at the Riverway.
Wow.
We do not close. We do not plow our landings, but again, if you have snowshoes or cross-country skis, you can certainly get out there. We do remind people to just be extremely careful. Even though the river will ice up in places or along long stretches of it, the river itself is still moving underneath that ice. So it's different from a lake, and we ask people to really be careful and thoughtful about what they're doing.
Are there anybody watching the river from your perspective during the winter, or is it just there and people can go to it?
Sure. No, we continue to do our work. We continue to have staff on board throughout the entire year. So we're definitely out there. We also allow hunting at the Riverway. And so we are out there, especially in the fall during hunting season, monitoring and patrolling to make sure all the rules are followed.
Mary, I'm going to give you another chance to talk about this this Discover Wisconsin special. How do we see this? And give us your Facebook page information again.
Sure, absolutely. For the Discover Wisconsin episode, we're actually focusing on all the non-motorized trails in the Cable Hayward area primarily, but then we also expand out and talk about the rest of the trails in Bayfield County as well. We just have so much to offer up here, and capturing it in video is always a nice way to help communicate that out. So that is going to air right around when the American Birkebeiner event takes place at the end of February. I don't have the date off the top of my head, but okay. We will have that information as soon as we know on our travelbayfieldcounty.com website or at our Bayfield County Facebook page.
Okay, and we will have these on our website, WPR.org. Julia, let's end with this celebration. There's a documentary made about the St. Croix and the Namekagon. Talk to me about that.
Sure. So as part of the 50th celebration this year, the St. Croix River Association, Twin Cities Public Television, filmmakers from Afton, Minnesota, produced a new documentary called The Wild and Scenic St. Croix. It does also include the Namekagon, and that debuted in June. There is an event coming up in Eau Claire.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to stop you there. Julie
sure.
Galanska is the superintendent of the St. Croix National Scenic Riverway, and Mary Motif is the director of the Bayfield County Tourism. Thanks both for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thanks, Carrie.